apply to different groups of Jews. So in other words, when a Besdin in this city paskens, let's say that something is osir, so it paskens to this group of Jews. When the Besdin in another city paskens that something is osir, it's another group of Jews. You see, there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rove. How about two Besdins in the same city? Why is there a machlekes? Because the iser of Mishasha Agudes is only shayer if it applies to the same people. But if it applies the different practices, the different psukim, apply to different groups of Jews, so then it's not Nerzik Ishtei Teres. So the question is, suppose there are two Batidin in the same city, two Batidin in the same city, so whether the iser of Agudes applies or it doesn't. But in the case where the same person would paskin in two different cities to the same group of Jews, so then of course it would involve the Nisar of Agudes Agudes. So Mimele, the Kashi of the Gemore, in the Havamin assume that because of Chumrei Shabbos, because of Shabbos, there is a Halacha of Shabbos Seis Kishmeir, that one is mechuyev to guard the Shabbos, not only his own Shabbos, but he's mechuyev to guard the Shabbos of the other Jews too. So Mimele, now there is a machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva, where the machshirim shevshvasis and Rav Shabbos is mutlich Shabbos or not. Whether one is allowed, let's say, to carry an izemel shel milan Shabbos. Whether one is allowed. So according to Rabbi Akiva, a mail is allowed to carry in the Rishus Rabbim the izemel shel milan, whatever he needs for the meal. And he's allowed to do anything, any machshir. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's Melech Shabbos, it's a Nisa Melech. Now, so true, Bimkei Mishor Reb Lezer, so Reb Lezer paskent, the Bizdini Shor Reb Lezer, paskent in the city of Reb Lezer, that you can be Michal Shabbos for the Machshirim of Melech. And the Bezdin of Reb Akiva, in his city, in Reb Akiva's city, paskent, that you cannot. Now, so the Gemara, even though it was in two different cities, but in the Gemara, the Mahalam of the Gemara assumed that Mechumre di Shabbos is Kimoke Mechodame. Why? Because let's say someone who lived in the city of Reb Elezer, he had a son who lived in the city of Rabakim, and that son had a son, and he had a son, and the priest was on Shabbos. Now the question arose, can he carry the Zemel, the son of the man who lives in the city of Rabbeleza, and he lived in the city of Rabakim, can the son of the grandfather, of the Rachamim, so can he carry, he wants to be a mother child, and he has to carry the Shizarabi. Can he carry the Zemel of the Shizarabi? Now, so whom will he ask? Whom will the son of the grandfather ask? The Leske Shaila? Of Rabbi Akiva. He will not ask the Shaila of Rabbi Lezer. He lives in the city of Rabbi Akiva. So his Bezdin is the Bezdin of Rabbi Akiva, not the Bezdin of Rabbi Lezer. But the father is in a position. Now, what would he, if the grandfather would ask Rabbi Lezer, can my son carry in his evil to be mal his child? What would Rabbi Lezer tell him? No, he cannot. So Mimele, that means, and since there is a chiyuv of a chafseis at Ishmeru, so I am mechuyev to guard not only the Shabbos, my own Shabbos, but the Shabbos of any other Jew who lives in the city of Rabbi Akiva too, that he shouldn't be mechal Shabbos, if he's in a position to do it. So Mimele, that means, and if he, so now he wants to know whether he should allow his son, the grandfather, wants to know whether he should allow the son to, let's say, it's the other way around. The grandfather happens to live in the city of Rabbi Akiva, and then he has a son who lives in the city of Rabbi Lezer, and he has a son, and he's going to be mal the child, and to carry the zemel on Shabbos in accordance with the psak of Rabbi Lezer. So let's say, and if he will ask the Shaila, so according to the psak of Rabbi Akiva, it will be, he's not allowed. And and Rabbi Eliezer will be matter. So the question is, so it affects the same person to whom he passed in Shiloh. So there is a certain problem that affects in another city, because he is a choy for the Chil Shabbos that will be done by his son if he will carry the Izemel. So that means, and if he could stop it, and if he didn't, so the grandfather will be mivatel the mitzvah of Shabbos at Ishmael. So Mimele, because of the mitzvah of Shabbos at Ishmael, so it affects the same group of Jews. It might affect the same group of Jews because of Shabbos at Ishmael. So Mimele, it should involve an Israel of Agudas Agudas. So the Gemara says no, because true there is an Indian of Shabbos at Ishmael, but the halacha is now there is a Jewish Rashbo. The Jewish Rashbo. So the Jewish Rashbo, the Rashbo explains. Now, the Kevi Shor Ablezer, or the Kiyos Imeisim Masit Chom Yishabes. So it's mashma, the Kevi Shor Ablezer, and the Kevi Shor Rabakiveloi. So it doesn't mean only the Kevi Shor Rabakiveloi. Because all the other Chachomim were Chilka Rablezer. Rablezer was a Yochid. So that means that Rablezer was the only one who was Matya Machshirim Shepshu Asitza Merab Shabes, that it should be done by Shabes. Now, but the Kevi Shor Ablezer, so every inhabitant in the city of Rablezer, and even the Talmud, the Chachomim, who knew that the Chachomim Achilik and Rav Lezer, they are all Keiches Pechon. They are all Keiches Pechon. So the question is, how did they rely on the Psak of Rav Lezer when they knew that the Chachomim Achilik and Rav Lezer? So the Rashba says, because in his own city, Rav Lezer had a din of a Rebbe for all the Jews who lived in the city. That means Morad Asre. So Morad Asre has a din of a Rebbe. So just as Rav Lezer himself was allowed to act out his view, so the Talmidim of Rav Lezer were also allowed to act out his view, even though they knew that all the Chachmi Yisrael were Chilkanim, and that the Chachomim held that Machshirim Shechol Asisom Erev Shabbos is Ideiches HaShabbos. So Mimele, that means the true, that this is true, that one who lived in the city of Rav Akiva, so he was Achoi for the Chil Shabbos of his son, because he could stop it because of the mitzvah of Shabbos at Ishmeru, but in so far so but in relation to so even the one who lived in the city of Rabakive, so if he wanted to know whether he should tell his son to have the to carry the Izemel on Shabbos for the miller of his son in the city of Rav Lezer, so then he couldn't ask Yishayel of Rav Akiva, because since he lived in the city of Rav Lezer, he was a Talmud of Rav Lezer, not a Talmud of Rav Akiva. So he was mechuyev to ask Yishayel only of Rav Lezer, not of Rav Akiva. He would be eiver on the mitzvah of Esan Hashem Elokecha Tivo L'Rabbis Talmud Chachomim if the Jew who lived in the city of Rav Lezer would ask Yishayel of Rav Akiva. This is what follows from the Jewish Rashba. So Mimele, he didn't involve the same group of Jews. So that means even in relation to his own child. So from whom did he have to inquire? If the grandfather himself had to inquire about the Mimele that had to take place in the city of Rav Lezer. So he wasn't supposed to ask the Shaile from Rav Akiva, but he had to ask the Shaile from Rav Lezer. So Mimele, that means that the Bezdin of Rav Lezer was only involved with his Jews in the Shailes in his Psokim. He was not involved in the Psokim of the Jews of another city. So Mimele, it became this. But if the halacha had been that he has to ask Yishayel of Rav Akiva, not of Rav Lezer, then Mishum Chumra the Shabbos, it would be considered Kimokim Echad. So that's the reason as to why the Gemara had a Havamine, that Mishum Chumra the Shabbos, so even Shnei Bikemes, should be considered like Mokim Echad because of the mitzvah of Shabbos at Ishmeru. So Mimele, that means the one who lived in the city of Rav Lezer many times had to ask Yishayel in connection with something that will take place in the city in the city of Rabbi Akiva. And the Havamin of Gemara assumed that he would have to ask from Rabbi Lezer, and then Rabbi Lezer would pass him in accordance with his view. So the Gemara says no, because any shaila in connection with something that has to take place in the city of Rabbi Lezer should not be asked by from Rabbi Lezer, but should be asked from Rabbi Akiva. All right.
Shir Samachas, 68th Shir Yuval Moskov, Hazar Al Pei Tav Shinam Vav, February 29,
1976, on Sunday. We said that according to Teisves, now, according to Teisves and the Ritva, they both agree that by Isa Veheta, even if it's Maime Dechot, so the aloha of Miut Kimandilese doesn't apply. That's true even according to Teisves. The aloha of Miut Kimandilese doesn't apply. But according to Teisves, so by Isa Veheter, if it's Maime Dechot, so Rov is a Mivareya. Is Mivare even vis-a-vis the one who is Chelik, who has his own judgment. And that's the difference between Rov, Shaloi b'maimidechot, v'yisavetea, and Rov b'maimidechot, v'yisavetea. So if it's Shaloi b'maimidechot, then Rov is only a Mivare vis-a-vis a third party, one who doesn't have his own judgment. But one who has his own judgment, so Rov is not a Mivare. Masha'in king, b'maimidechot, so Rov is a Mivareir even vis-a-vis the Chochem who has his own judgment. But inasmuch as the Aloche of Miut Kimandelese doesn't apply, so Mimele it's not a Biur Muchlet. So we still apply the principle of Bal Nefesh Yachmel Atzmei, just as a third party in case of a Rov Shaloi b'maimidechot. So the Shach says he can rely on it, on the Rov Poskim, but Bal Nefesh Yachmel Atzmei, because the Biur Muchlet it is. So in the case of Maimedechot, so then the Rov is a Mivarer even vis-a-vis the one who has his own day, but in view of the fact that there is no Halacha of Miut Kimandelese, and he's not Mechuyev to Mivatel his Das, so Mimele, a Biur Muchlet it is. If he had been Mechuyev to Mivatel his Das, then it would be a Biur Muchlet. But Biur Miut Kimandelese we don't say. So Mimele, a Biur Muchlet it isn't. If it's not a Biur Muchlet, so even though we can rely on Rav Poskin, we cool it. But Bal Nefesh Yachmel Atzmei applies. That's why Teisa says that according to Mandoma, that Bishamai is Loyosuke Divreyem, so it's Loyosuke Divreyem, even Lechumra Loyosuke Divreyem, because of the Yisar of Reis Gedidu. But in a case where there is no Reis Gedidu, where it's not apparent to the observer, because Dilmo Lekeli Mudli Tzorich, so in such a case, Bishamai is also Ke Divreyem Lechumra. Why? Because of Bal Nefesh Yachmel Atzmei. That's the shita. The Ritva shita is that by Yisa Veheter, even by Maime Dechot, so Rov is not a Mivareh vis-a-vis the one who has his own judgment. But what's the difference between Maime Dechot, Rov Poskim Shaloi Maime Dechot, and Rov Bez Mimisa Veheter? So the difference is that if it's Rov Poskin, so then vis-a-vis the Chochem who has his own judgment, who is Chilek, so we apply the Aloche of Eli Dayan Mashein Evrei. So relative to himself, his own judgment is a Biro, even in face of the disagreement of Rov Poskin. Mashein came where it's Rov Bezden Nisaveter. So then, it's not a mivarer as to him, but the Rav Poskim is not a mivarer as to him, but the on account of the Rav Bezden, So that negates, the Rav Bez negates the Birur of Ein L'Tayin Mashin Evreiz. So Memele has to be Machmir. This is the Ritva Shiva. Now, all that, this Machlekes between Teses and the Ritva is in connection with Vishlokish and Rav, who say that Lo Yosu Bishamak Evreiz. But Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel say also Bishamak Evreiz. And most Rishani, Paskin, like Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel, that also Bishamak Evreiz. So, but what the Yisod that is mentioned by Teisves, according to Mandoma, of Lo Yosu Bishamak Kidivrayim, or the Yisod that is mentioned by the Ritva, the according to Mandoma, Lo Yosu Bishamak Kidivrayim, is true even Ali with Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel, who say also Lo Yosu, because here Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel are chilek on Rish Lakish and Rav for a different reason, because they hold that the whole halacha of Achirabim Lahatis doesn't apply to a case where it's mechanic with a miut is mechanic the tvei. So that way, so there is no din of rob. So it's something else because there is no din of rob. But in a case where there is rob and there is and the miut is not mechanic the tvei, so then Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel would say the same thing that Rish Lakish and Rav say Alibedi Bishamai. So the only machlekes is whether the halacha of Achirabim Lahatis applies to the machlekes of Bishamai Yisila. But what Rish Lakish and Rav say, Alibedi Bishamai, they say Lo Yosu Bishamai Kidivrayim. So it would be true according to Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel also in a case where there is a rov bezn b'mamidecho d'nisa v'heter and where the miut is not mochari to the rov. Then Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel would say the same thing as Rish Lakish and Rav. So in other words, so we have, so the machlekes between the Teisves and the Ritva is a machlekes that is negei al-edine, even though we pass, according to most Rishonim, we pass that osu v'osu. So in that particular machlekes, in connection with the machlekes b'shama and b'silel, so according to Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel, who say osu v'osu, so that means there is no din of rov altogether, because the miut was mechadet etvei. Mashein came in a case where there is a rov bezden and nisa v'heter, where the miut is not more harif than the rov, then of course the aloha of rov does apply. So then according to Teisves, it does apply. So mimele, the rov bezden and nisa v'heter b'mayim v'echot, is a mevarer even vis-a-vis the chochem who is chaylik, but miut kimandelese is not chayach. So mimele, it's not a biyom muchlet. So the aloha of balnefesh yachmel ha'atzmei, Bal Nefesh Yachmer al Atzmei applies, that stays a shite, and according to the Ritva, so where there is a Rav Bezden in Nisa V'Heter, B'mai Medechot, so then the Miut Kimandelese doesn't apply. And not only Miut Kimandelese doesn't apply, but it's not that the Rav Bezden is not even in a barrier vis-a-vis the Chochem who is Chilik and the Rav Bezden. But, since there is a Rav Bezden in Mamed Echot, so it negates the Birur of Eli Dayo Mashin Evreiz. Mashin Kimai Rav Poskin, so vis-a-vis the Chochem who is Chilik and the Rav Poskin, it doesn't even negate the Birur of Eli Dayo Mashin Evreiz.
I'm just about, isn't it so, how would it take on a din of Bezden? What? What?
My dechot. So that's the aloha.
What do you mean? It could be perhaps a beer of muchlat more than a beer of rov. Because
since the rov hears the tainess of the miut and they reject it, so memele it's mivarer. It's mivarer according to tasteless, even vis a vis the chochem.
Yeah.
Who is chilek of it?
Yeah.
All right, that's all.
So that's
Rav Bezden. That's the distinction between Rav Bezden and Rav Poskin.
But it takes on a chalosh
shem bezden. Yeah, call it whatever you want. Call it whatever you want.
If
you want to call it Rav Poskim Imanu Dechot, call it Rav Poskim Imanu Dechot. But there is a difference between Rav Poskim Shaloi Imanu Dechot and Rav Poskim Imanu Dechot. Rav Poskim Imanu Dechot. Now, the Chinuch in Parashat Mishpotim and the Mitzvah Acher Rabim Lahatim, so he says as follows, that Acher Rabim Lahatim is only Shayach if the Rav and the Miut are approximately the same in Chot. But if there is a great preponderance of Chochmah on the side of the Miut as against the Rav, so then we don't say Achirabim Lahatis, except in regard to Sanhedrin. So there we say Achirabim Lahatis, even if the miut of the Sanhedrin, who is chilek on the Rav Sanhedrin, are much greater b'chokh. Now we have to understand this. So in other words, it is, what does it mean? Why is there a distinction between a Sanhedrin? So we have to say that the pshat in the chinuch is as follows. When the chinuch says that only, in other words, so the chinuch paskins, like the mandom, have osuros. So that means according to Mandoma Rosu Rosu, we don't say Acher Rabim Lahateis in a case where the miut is more harif than the rob. But by Bezdin, let's say, we do say Acher Rabim Lahateis. So insofar as Bezdin in the Momenes is concerned, it's not mistaber that the Chinuch would hold that in the case of a Bezdin Shel Shleisha, who is considering a certain question in the Momenes, where there is a din of Minyan, that if the one who is chilek on the two happens to be Godel b'chochmo from the two, that the halacha of Rav wouldn't apply. Because the Ramban mentions from all the Mishnayos in Sanhedrin it's muchach, that there is a din of Rav, even if the miut is much bigger in the chokhmah than the Rav. He means the halachas of bin nefoshes is maschil min atzad, and bin momenes is maschil min agodo. So we see that even though in the bezdin there are some skating in the bezdin who are greater the chokhmah by far than others, so he still goes over Sarov. So when the Chinuch says that only by Sanhedrin, we go over Sarov, even though the Miut is God of the Chochmot and the Rov, so he means, number one, only by Sanhedrin, he means Sanhedrin Deilo, not Sanhedrin Tano, and he means by Yisavet. Basheinke, in the Nemomenes, or in any question that requires a Minyan, let's say the Momenes or the Nefoshes in Sanhedrin Ktano, so there the Chinuch would be made that we go over Sarov even though the Miut is greater b'chochmo than the Rov. But if there is a Shaila in Yisavetah where there is no requirement of a Minyan, but it just happened that many Chachmei Yisrael were able to Minyan, so then we don't apply the Halacha. We don't apply the halacha of Rabbi Mahateis if the miut is going to be chokhmot and the rov, except if the machlekes in Nisa v'heter took place in the Bezdin Hagadol, in Sanhedrin Deiro. So in Sanhedrin Deiro, there is a halacha of Rabbi Mahateis, even if the miut is much greater than the rov. Why? Because if in Nisa v'heter is considered, let's say, by Chachmei Yisrael, not in Bezdin Hagadol. So then there is no special aloche of Sanhedrin of Bezdin. Because Hiroi Yisavaheta doesn't require Bezdin. Hiroi Yisavaheta requires Hiroas Chochem. So one Chochem can pasken, and two Chachomim can pasken, and 100 Chachomim, and 1,000 Chachomim, Chachmei Yisrael can pasken. So Memele, if the mute is God of the Chochmot and the Rov, so the halacha of Acher Rabim Lahateis doesn't apply. Mashein came if the Bezdin Hagadol. So there is a halacha of Al Piyatim Asher Yeruchot. So there is a special halacha of Iroya by Bez Nagodl in Isaveta too. Not only the things that require Bez Nagodl, like Zokmamre or Irandachas, I mean, many things that require, that the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says require Bez Nagodl. But any Shail in Isaveta, if there is a Iroya by Bez Nagodl, it's a special kind of Iroya. It is to be distinguished from Iroya by Chachma Yisroel, not Bez Nagodl. So Memele, just as there is a din of Achirabim Hateis, in any case of Bez, where there is a locha of Bez, even if the miut is greater than the rod, so in any machlekes in Bez Nagodo, even if it's a machlekes in Isavehetea, that doesn't require Bez, but if the Iroya took the machlekes to place in Bez Nagodo, where there is a special halacha of Iroya in Isavehetea Bez Nagodo, Piatira Shiru, Chavishas Makaldova, Sheyagidu, Choyom Nusmeir, the Kamto Melisa, Lamotu Mahu. So, Mimele, there is a halacha of Rob, even if the miut is greater than the Rob. And so, one second, when the Chinuch, says, except in Sanhedrin, he means except in Sanhedrin, they were in Isaveta. But as far as Bezdin, in the Nemomenes is concerned, where Bezdin is required, so not only by Sanhedrin, so we go Basarov, even if the mute is greater, but even in Bezdin Shoshlev.
So you can see that when it's the Chinuch, the Mechadid say, the Kozim is calling Biru. So Mechadid Biru, so then this Mechadid space is Mechadid Biru, bro.
All right, I mean by Bezdin it's also based upon Biru, but by Bezdin there is aloche of Miut Kimal Galeh. We cannot say mechadet etvei because the miut is mechuyek to be mevatel its das.
But in general, it's just like any other rov. The miut rov has certain koyach mitzad. Let's say the chazaka to mechadet etvei is the goal of the following biru.
All right, I mean the word mechadet etvei. So then rov is the das. Rov is not in the bar. Now, the Ritva here in Yevames says something very strange. And the Ritva says the same thing in Erevim, I think he says the same thing in Chul. The Ritva says, now here, Bishama mechalet etvei, Bireish, Bichim dechei, Havalei kishkuri, Ve'elu eisi kidivreyem ba'afilu lohokim, Ve'gamerim ba'acherim, Ve'elu meirim ve'isim kidivreyem, Uchiyahu de'amrino nafke shippura dimar, Vishoresh itpura dimar ve'asre, Uvayich tichai gufe, דימירי כל חד וחד או שיעוז ביד כל אודום לעסס כדברי מי שיוצא כי מי שהם שקורים דהילה בוכה היכה מופק שפור אמן דישור אבל בכתיר האחרס קייצי בו קיימלון בשל תירו הולך אחר המחמיר בשל ספרים הולך אחר המקיר כדהי זה פרקם עליה ולסכחות So he says, and the same thing he even spells it out more in Erevim, the Ritva in Erevim, and in Nechul, maybe in Rosh Hashanah too. Now, so he says that now the Gemara says that Kedem Basko, so Reitzel Asis Kedem Rebbe Shama Yese, and Reitzel Asis Kedem Rebbe Sila Yese, but Kikuri Shal Zeh, Kikuri Shal Zeh, so Rosh, and Kikuri Shal Zeh, or Kikuri Shal Zeh, so Kisil Bachish Achim. That's what the Gemara says later. So he says, when do we say that Kedem Basko, so anyone who wants to act in accordance with Bishamai can act, and then the one who wants to act in accordance with the view of Bishamai can act, that is only if there was a Roye or Bichochom of Bishamai or Bichochom of Bishilel in that specific Hatiche. For example, there is a machloek between Bishamai and Bishilel, whether Tzoras Abbas is Nisya Benes or not. So someone had Bishai, let's say, with Tzoras Abbas, let's say, Ruben. Let's say Reuven and Osher were two brothers, and Reuven was married to Sorar Bas Osher, and then he had another wife Leah, and then Reuven died, so they were both nifts. So of course, Sorar, he certainly cannot be Miyab. That goes without saying. The question is, can he be Miyab and Leah? So according to the seal or not, According to Bishama, yes. And Osher inquired from Chachma Bishama. Tilly was, Osher inquired from Chachma Bishama, can I be miyabim the tzore of Sorach? Of Sorach Abbas. And the Chochem of Chachma Bishama passed from the end of the Eroye. Yes, you can be miyabim. So he can be miyabim. Then, years later, the same person, the same thing happened to him. The same thing happened to him. Another Tzora Selva. With another brother. So, or another person. And that happened. It's Tzora Sabbath. So, and the same question comes. So then, he cannot say, well, the Chochem of Chachmei Bishamai passed to Osher that he can be Miyabim the Tzora of Sorach. Now I have the same problem. Why shouldn't I be able to be Miyabim Tzora Sachisish? It's the same question. See, in view of the fact that the other one didn't get the Eroyah in that specific Chatichet, so Mele, he has to deport himself to Chumre, because whenever there is a Sofik Nidraise, so Sofik Nidraise to Chumre. Now, according to Bisilel, it's a Nisakores, Ishesach. According to Bishamai, it's a Mitzle of Yiv. So the one to whom one of the Chachmei Bishamai passed him, you can be Miyabim, he's allowed to be Miyabim. But the one to who did not hear such a psak from Chachmei Bishamai, even though it's the same question, so he's not allowed. This is what he said. Avo b'chticha acheres kayeitzibo. The same question. Another Jew was facing the same problem, but he did not ask of the Chachmei Bishamai, can I be miyab monat? But he knows that somebody else asked for the Chachmei Bishamai. And Chachmei Bishamai said, you can be miyab. So the other one to whom Chachmei Bishamai said, you can be miyab, he can be miyab. But this one not. What kind of reading is it? He says, because kaimelon bishal teire holachacham, machmir bishal sofrim holachacharami. What kind of halach is it? Now, so we see from this, Ritva, that Hiroye can accomplish two things. Not a Hiroye by today, not Chayah. But I mean, let's say Hiroye by one who is Alpidini Somor. So the Hiroye has a Chalishem Hiroye. Today, when a Talmud Chochem passes a Shaile, he doesn't even have a Chalishem Hiroye. Because Hiroye is only Shayach when it is rendered by Somor. So, yay, the Rosh Narambam is that when one gets Smich, so the Mas Smich tells him, Rabbi Ato, Yesh Lecho Rishus Leheres. So in other words, so where does it have a Chalishem Eroye? Only when he's a Somor. But if he's not a Somor, he doesn't have a Chalishem Eroye. So you'll ask, so how can we pass the Shailas today? The answer is, he doesn't even have a Chalishem Eroye. Today, if it's rendered by one who is not a Somor, even if he's the God Lador, and even if it's the Psak Aloche was rendered by the God of Vilna, it doesn't make any difference, by the Rambam, by the Rit. So it does not have a Chalishem Eroye. It only is a Mivar. So, but when the Roy is rendered by someone who is a Somuch, so with Sokim has a Chalishem Roy, so then the Roy accomplishes two things. First of all, the Roy is a Levi, because he's done for him, he knows the Deen. Now, if he passes that something is Buddha, so that's right, it's Buddha. But then the Roy is a Machriya in Dine Atera. You see that the Ritva says that if one of the Chachmei Bishamai passed to a Jew, you are allowed to be Miyab in the Tzoras Abbas, so that Jew, taking the bus call, was allowed to be Miyab in the Tzoras Abbas. But another Jew, who was facing that problem, was not allowed to be Miyab in the Tzoras Abbas. Why not? Because Sveiked Reis is the Chumren, since there is a Machleket between Bishamai and Bishilel, so Memele, he cannot be Meike like Bishamai and be Miyab in the Tzoras Abbas. So why is it? So we see that the Roye, besides being a Mivareya, the Roye can be a Machriya. Because as far as the Birur Aloch is concerned, so there is no difference between this Chatiche and that Chatiche. Does it make a difference whether it's this Tzoras Abbas or another Tzoras Abbas? Or it's this Tzoras Abbas, or Tzoras Achisisho, or Tzoras Chameise? It's the same Shaila. As far as Birur is concerned, there is no difference between this specific Chatiche and that specific Chatiche. But as far as the Roye being a Machriya, so the Roye can be a Machriya only, in the Chatiche way in respect to which the Roye was rendered. But it cannot be a Machriya in another Chatiche. So if, let's say, Osher ask of the Chachmei B'Shamay. Of the Chachmei B'Shamay. So, is he allowed to be Yam Tzores Habas? And one of the Chachmei B'Shamay said yes. So that is Machriya the Din in respect to himself. But then another person has the same problem and the same Shaila, and he didn't get it psak. And his Chatir, and his Inyan. So, Memele, there is no Achoye. As far as the bill is concerned, so you cannot say, just because Bishamai passed in Timon Chatiche that way, so it's a barrier for all the Chatiches, because Bishilo passed in also in a similar situation the other way. So it's making the rice into Chumres, but the Roye can, when it is rendered by Smuchim, when it has the Chalishem Roye, then it can be a Machriya, but as a Machriya, so it can only be a Machriya in the specific Chatiche, in respect to which the Roye was rendered. Does anyone have the Gemara here? Yes, no? And the Gemara Yume, alright, it's not so important, the Gemara Yume. Here, yes, it's more important. There is a Gemara in Yume Daf Pei. There is a Gemara in Yume Daf Pei. The Gemara says as follows. Daf Pei Yom Dalet. Omer Rav Elozo, Ho'eichol Chilev Bizman Azeh Etzor Shiyichtet Leishir. Shemo Yovi Bez Nacher V'yar B'Bishur. Shemo Yovi Bez Nacher V'yar B'Bishur. Ma Yar B'Bishur? Ine Ine Dimechai Vekom Makazai Skotni Vatangi Asholo Yisei Asenet Vishgogo Voshem Hashov Nidi Yosei Nidi Kom Maus Lugosei Lo Yishov Nidi Yosei Nidi Gomes Lugosei. So if somebody eats Chilev Mazeh B'Shemi, he should lie down. Because maybe a Bez Nacher will be Mar B'Bishur. So if you say, maybe the Bez Nacher, the subsequent Bez, will be Mechayev Kom Akazayis Kotin, which now, according to the Bez today, of today, so there is no Chiyuv Kom, but then according to the Roye of the subsequent Bez, there is a Chiyuv Kom. So that's why he has to write it down. He has to write it down. So what time Yashem is a son of his Gogo Goshim, Ashok Nibiosim in Kom Mal Jugosei, Lo Yishov Nibiosei, in Kom Mal Shukosei, Kom Mal Shukosei. So Eldo Nechai Vikom Adunike Kazayis Kot. So the Gemara says that if, let's say, a subsequent Bez, if a subsequent Bez, so will let's say that there is a Chiyuv Kom, even on a smaller Kazayis, and the smaller kazayis, so then he wouldn't be chayav kol. Why? Because there is aloha of Ashok Midiosi. There is aloha of Ashok Midiosi. So then the Shagisaraye, the Gvure Sari, and Yume, he asked the Kashe. He asked the Kashe from the Gemara in Hiryas Davbei Zomedale. There in Hiryas Davbei Zomedale, so we have a machlekes. Eiru bezn shachilev muta, v'nishalev lechilev vishumen v'yochlei. Rabo Mapote Radich no Machai. Meisve Mamoret Pasis of Pratlumum Rapshim, the Yasi Ema Mishim Rapshimen, Haraim Rasho Yasano Bisgoko Goshe Moeda, Hashov Nidiosi in the Kom Maljikose, Munshov Nidiosi in the Kom Maljikose, Vinise Hovishov Nidiosi, Omarak Pope, Kosova Radichen, Kim the Misiado in the beginning, Hadrebu, Vuname Oda Bay, Shov Nidiosi Trinner. So here's the Kashe, so here the Gemara says, Kivin dich misyadu el bedine hadrebu vu name hota beishov midiose krina bei. So why does the Gemara say here my yabu bishur in ilay mechai vikom akadai iskotten vatanya shol yisena bishgogo vosh ma shov midiose in ilikom ma jikose lo yishov midiose in ilikom ma jikose but in the subsequent bezdin will be mivarea that the aloha is not like the present bezdin so the mayor should be considered the shov midiose. That's the kashya of the Gemara Sari. So the Gemara Sari establishes a very important principle. He says that when a business, let's say passes one way, muter or oser, and then another business, so if the same business is chazer, so then it revives the aloche, it is eker that the psak aloche lemafreya. It is Eker the Psaka Aloche Lemafreya, it's the same Bezdin. reverses itself. So then it is Eikia that the royal Mafreya, as if the Bez Nagodu had not even passed. Let's say first, Bez Nagodu passed that it's off. And then a year later, Bez Nagodu is Chazeya, and it reverses his decision. So then it's Eikia the royal Mafreya, as if it never passed. But if, let's say, a certain Bez Nagodu passed, and then in a later generation, a second Bezdin reverses the decision of the previous Bezdin. So we have to follow the decision of the second Bezdin. Why? Because but the second Bezdin cannot nullify the royal Mafreya. Only the Kalu have. So Memele, the Gemore in Hirias has reference to the case. The Gemara in Hirias has reference to the case where the same business, that's the Rosh Nagmore in Hirias. So the Gemara says, Kivim dich misyadu lebedine, hadrebu. So that was the same business Nagodu would reverse his decision. Vihu namu hodabei, shov mi diosik rinabei. So then it is Eikeya, limafreya. So the Meile, it's called, as if Bez Nagodu didn't pass him, so he's considered shov mi diosik. Mashayin came the Gemara in Yume, that pay, discusses a case not where the same Bezdin reverses his own decision, but where a subsequent Bezdin. So it's subsequent Bezdin, so he doesn't, it is not Ikea, the royal Mafreya, but only Mikano Habe because of the Aloche of Alpia, Alashifet Asheni Bayomai. So that's a very important issue. So now we have to understand, how can there be such Aloche that where the same Bezdin reverses its own decision. So then it takes care, it nullifies the royal Mafreya, as if Bez Nagodu had not passed that way at all. That we understand? Because there is Aloche El Hashefet Asher Yiyeh Bayomim Oheim. So in other words, what is Mivareya? The Yeroye of the contemporary Bezdin, that is Mivareya. So if the same Bezdin changed its mind, then it reversed itself, so then the Mivareya is the ultimate decision. So anyway, it's Eikia L'Mafreya V'Yeroye, the original Roye. But how can we understand this Aloche, that is Muchach from this Gemara, that where a subsequent Bez Nagodu is Chilek on the decision of a previous Bez Nagodu. So, and we have to follow up the decision of the subsequent Bez Nagodu, because L'Hashevet Asher Yiyeh Bayom Me'ein, that it's only Eikia V'Yeroye, L'Mkanu Habe, not L'Mafreya. So how can we understand it? If there is a loch al Hashem Hashem Yiyeh Bayomim Oheim, al Hashem Hashem Yiyeh Bayomim Oheim, that the Yeroye of the Shevet Hashem Yiyeh Bayomim Oheim is the Mivareya, so it should be Eikel Mafreya, why only Mikal Habo? The answer is because the Sifri says, Rishoso Mikla Dobra Sheyagidu Lecho, Yomin Usmeil, Afuleim Lecho Al Yimin Sheu Usmeil, Va Usmeil Sheu Yimin. What does it mean? In other words, even if Kilat Ishmael is Golu V'Yodua, that Bez Nagodu should have passed Dado. But if Bez Nagodu passed a certain way, so that's the Aloche. This is the Rotzin Atero. I mean that the Aloche should be Nikva in accordance with the decision of the Roy of Bez Nagodu. So even if on an ideal level, the Bez Nagodu המשפט המקדום אשר יגידו לך הוא יומין וסמייל, את לא אמר לך על ימין שהוא סמייל ועל סמייל שהוא ימין ועל סמייל שהוא ימין, so why should it be ניקום? אם בזדגון הוא מיילי טועס, so it's not a toys. On an ideal level it could be toys, but באמס it's not a toys, because המשפט המקדום אשר יגידו לך יומין וסמייל, את לא אמר לך על ימין שהוא סמייל ועל סמייל שהוא ימין. The answer is, this is so, as long as the Beis Nagodl was not chizer from his decision. So even though Klal Pishmai is gold, that the decision should have been different and at an ideal level, it was not a sound decision on an ideal level, but since Beis Nagodl passed in that way, so, and Beis Nagodl never reversed itself, so then the halacha is like that. That was the, this is how the Torah was conveyed, halachas, according to the judgment of the Beis Nagodl. Afilim la'yimin she was smeil. But if later on, the same Beis Nagodl is chizeh, so then it is ikel mafreya, the whole roye. So the mainly we cannot say, afilim la'yimin she was smeil, asmeil she yimin, because that roye itself was nekel mafreya. So when do we say that it's nekel mafreya, if the same Beis Nagodl reverses itself? But if his subsequent Beis Nagodl reverses itself, true, we have to follow up. We who heard the decision of the subsequent Beis, so we have to follow up the decision of the subsequent Beis, of the contemporary Beis, because of his Asakosuf, El Hashayfet Ashayyeh Bayomim Ma'ein. So, Ashayyom Ma'ein, but since the dead Beis Nagodl passed different, so that Roy is also sound. That the roi is also sound, and because true that the aloha is nikva now, like the contemporary person, lashin hashiri bayom lehi. So we made the decision by the previous person was al yimin shu smeil, al smeil shu yimin. But there is aloha of lisoso mikol adom lashin yagidu chayom lo smeil afreinu hal yimin shu smeil val smeil shu yimin. So now, so we can understand this ritual. The Ritva says that Horeitzel Asis Kidiv Rishama Yeise and Kidiv Rishila Yeise. So he says only in respect to the same Chatiche, only in respect to the same Chatiche in which one of the Chachme Bishama or one of the Chachme Bishila passed. But if another Shaila, the same Shaila arises and there was no Psak in the other Chatiche, so then he cannot rely on the Yehoye or of the Chachmei Bishamai in the previous Chatiche, even though it's the same kind of Chatiche. Soras Abbas, this is Soras Abbas, and the other is Soras Abbas. No, he cannot. Why? Because Sveiki Derais is the Chumah. So how do we understand it? So we see that Yeroye, by Chachmei Yisroel, if they are smuchim, where it has a Chalisham Yeroye, so then it's a Machriya. Even in the case where it cannot be Mivareya, because where it can be Mivareya, so then it doesn't make a difference, this Chatiche, that Chatiche. But in the case where one knows that there is a machleket between Chachmei Bishamai and Chachmei Bishilel, how can a Yeroi by Chachmei Bishamai be in Mivara? He knows that Chachmei Bishilel passed in the other way. So still, if a Jew received Osher inquired from Chachmei Bishamai as to whether he can be Miyabim the Tzorah of Sorach, his daughter, and Chachmei Bishamai told him, yes, he can be Miyabim. But then another Jew has the same problem, he cannot be Miyabim. Because it's a Sofik in the Raise, in Yisar of Ishesach. Why? So the Yeroi of Chachmei Bishamai is a Machriya. How is the Yeroi of Chachmei Bishamai Machriya? Because of the Aloche of Lisoso Mikoladovo, Ashi Yagidu Lecho Yomin Usmeil, Afleinu Lecho Alminin Shu Usmeil, Val Smeil Shu Yimin. So Mimele, that does not apply only to Beis Nagodl in its entirety. So every Zokein who is a Somuch, we have to say, according to the Ritva, every Zokein, every Chocham of Chachmei Yisroel, who is a Somuch, whose Yeroye has a Chalishem Yeroye. So the Aloche of Lisoso Mikoladova, Sheyagidu Lecho Yomen Usmeil, Afilinu Lecho Al Yimin She Usmeil, Val Smeil She Yimin applies. So Mimele, true, Mitei Razbiro, we cannot say that if one of the Chachmei Bishamai told a certain Jew, you can be Miyabi, Tzoras Abbas, so Mimele it's Mivarer that Tzoras Abbas is Muteres. He knows that Chachmei Bishamai are Achilei. So, but Because there is a Yehoye. So there is a Loche of Lissosom, Mikoladon, Shedinoch Yom Ismail, Afelim Chayimin, Shu Ismail, Al Smail Shayimin. But since it's based upon the Loche, Afelim Chayimin, Shu Ismail, Al Smail Shayimin, so that is only Shayach in respect to that specific Hatich. Where it is, Kidin, if the Yehoye is a Mivareya, so then it doesn't make any difference. This chaticha, that chaticha. We don't need a roi altogether. Who needs a roi? And if someone is a lamb and he knows the deen, he doesn't have to ask anybody. If he knows the deen, he knows the deen. So where the roi is only mivareya, so there couldn't be a difference between this chaticha and that chaticha. Because it doesn't, because Asbiru, it doesn't require a roi altogether. Masha'in kein, where it's not Bitir Asbiru. For example, in a Shaila where there is a machlekes between Bisham and Bisilel, kid in the Pascal. So the Yehoye is a machriya in Binat Yehoye. So on the basis of Afleim Rulor Lissosom Kaladom Asher Yagidu Lachoyom and Usmeil, Al Afleim Al Smeil Shilimim Val Yimim Shil Usmeil, so that's only, it's a machriya only in the Hatiche in respect of which the Yehoye was rendered. But in respect to another Hatiche now. Now, the Gemore in Eredin, the Gemara in Eredin so the Gemara in Eredin Dav Zayin, the same thing is in Rosh Hashanah, so the Rosh Hashanah Dav Yudalet, so the Gemara mentions that Kedin the Paschal, so Horeitzel Asis Kedin the Bishamah Yisei, Horeitzel Asis Kedin the Bishilah Yisei. But if someone is chumre b'shamay, chumre b'silel, ksil b'chei shachteret. If kumre b'shamay, kumre b'silel, so is the Rosh. So the Gemara has the kashe, maise, v'eich edisas ra'adod ala avinon, so it's ksil b'chei shachteret. Mosef Rav Misharshi, maise b'Rav Akiva, the same Gemara is mentioned here in Vomes, but here the Gemara's kashe is a little different, Tesis points out. Maise b'Rav Akiva, shaliket esrik, ביחד בשבט, we know that this word, עמדלת, in the middle of the moment. מה יישא ברב עקיבא, שריק את אסחיק ביחד בשבט, we know it by these issues, איך עוד כדיבר בשמה ואיך עוד בסירה. Because the Lord had the Seder, המה יישא כדיבר בשבט. Of course, תחומייס and מייס הראשון, you have to be מפריש every year on the שני סשמיטים. But in the first and the second, so after you are מפריש תחומו and you are מפריש מייס הראשון, in the first and the second year, you have to be מפריש מייס השני. In the third, the same thing in the fourth and the fifth. But in the third, in the sixth, after you are mafkis kumo and maizavish, instead of being mafkis maizasheini, you have to be mafkis maizaron. Now there is a machlekin between Bishama and Bishilel, when is Rish Hashanah Lironis? Whether Rish Hashanah Lironis is Be'echot Bishvat, or Rish Hashanah Lironis is Be'chamishosa Bishvat. So Bishama is saying that Rish Hashanah Lironis is Be'echot Bishvat, and Bishilel say Rish Hashanah Lironis is Be'chamishosa Bishvat. So my said Rav Akiva shalikit esrik beyachod b'shvat. So it was tolu. So in other words, according, and that happened to be that year, happened to be the third year on the Shnei Sashmite. So according to Bishamai, so it was already the Rish Hashanah of the new year Lironeitz. It was the likut was after echod b'shvat. So Mimele, according to Bishamai, it was chayev b'maisaron, not b'maisashem. But according to Bishilel, that Rish Hashanah Lironi is Chamishosa Bishvat, and the Likut was the Echot Bishvat. So in other words, so until Chamishosa Bishvat, it shayach to the previous year. So in Melech, it was Chayed in Maisa Shein. So Maisa B'Rav Akiva, Shalikit Esri, the Echot Bishvat, we know at Bebei Zishorin. So he typed it twice. He took two Maisas off. He took off two Maisas. One Maisa Sheini, because maybe the Aloche is like Bishama, like Bishilel. Because according to Bishilel, it's still in the outgoing year. It was before Chamishat Bishvat. Or maybe the Aloche is like Bishamai. So it's already the new year, Lironis. So it's the third year. So Mimele, it's Chai Maizroni. So he took off two Maizras. Maiz Hashem and Maizroni. Echot Kedin Bishamai, Echot Kedin Bishilel. So the Gemara is the Kashe Shmam Nos Rav Akiva. So, but in Erev, when Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara is the Kashe. But how did Rav Akiva do that? Ksil b'chei shachileich. Ksil b'chei shachileich. So the Gemara says, Gemara is topically, v'liyod ha'i b'silo b'echot b'shvat omo, oi b'tesvot b'shvat omo. In other words, Rabbi Akiva had the sofik where the Bisilal themselves held that Rish HaShonah Leilonis is Be'achot Bishvat, or Rish HaShonah Leilonis is B'chamish HaShonah Bishvat. Now the question is, how does, according to the Ritva, Bishleime, if we don't say like the Ritva, that the Gemara only says that that kid in the Baskon. So if one acts out, the Chumri is Bishama and Chumri Bisila. When it's started the Sasre, let's say as in this case, it's started the Sasre, so he's Ksil Bachin Shachil, so we understand the Kasha of Gemara against Rabbi Akiva. But the Ritva says that it's not Ksil Bachin Shachil normally. On the contrary, so if there is no Eroye by Chachme Bishamai, in the particular Chatiche, then he has to go with Chumri. So suppose he wouldn't get the Eroye. So what Kaden Basco? Now he had such a shaila. He was milakit and esrit be'achod bishvat before chamishas bishvat. So what would the Ritva tell him to do? Kaden Basco. He has to take off to ma'isres because veked ra'ise is lechumre. So why does Gemara ask k'sil b'chei shachilich and Gemara the teres? Because Gemara is topically when he had a sofik maybe b'sil himself hold that the Rish HaShonah Leilonis is also is echod bishvat or chamishas bishvat. So we have to say that the Rabbi Akiva probably had the Eroi. Now Rabbi Akiva took off Maiseron. Why did he take off Maiseron? Because according to the Shammai, so Echot Bishvat is Rish HaShonah Leilonis. So it was already the third year in the Shnei Sashmita. So Memele Rabbi Akiva obviously asked Eroi Psak Aloche by Chachmei Shammai. By one of the Chachmei Bishamai. I mean, Rabbi Lezer himself, his Rebbe, Rabbi Lezer, was one of the Chachmei Bishamai. So Rabbi Akiva probably got the Eroye from Rabbi Lezer or from one of the other Tanoim. So he got the Eroye in regard to this Esrik, that it requires Maiseron. It requires Maiseron. And still, he went ahead and he was Mafrish. Also, Maisea, he was also Mafrish, Maisa Sheini. So, that means that even though he got a psak from Reb Lezer, from Chachma Bishamai, that it requires Maiseroni, so he went ahead and he got a psak from Chachma Bishil too. And he acted accordingly. So the Gemara says, once he got a psak from Reb Lezer, like Bishamai, that Be'echot Bishvat is Rish HaShonah Leilonis, so Memele, that psak by Reb Lezer, by Chachmei Bishamai, was machriya da'aloche in respect to that esrit, in respect to that chatiche, that he has to take off Maiseroni. Why did he go and get the psak from Chachmei Bishilel and be machmir, like Bishilel also, so that comes within Ksil Bachei Shachirech? So Gemara says, no, it's not that he got the psak from Chachmei Bishamai and then he got the psak from Chachmei Bishilel and he acted out both chumres. No, he didn't get the psak from either Chachmei Bishamai or Chachmei Bishilel, but he held like Bishilel, but he had a sofik, what Bishilel's view is, whether Bishilel's view is Be'echot Bishvat or Be'chamishos Bishvat. Okay, all right, we have to
Shir Samach Tes 69 in Yevamos Lamed Adar Aleph Hei Tav Shin Lamed Vav March 2nd 1976
on Tuesday. We explain the Ritva. The Ritva in Gomez, the Ritva in Chum, he says in regard to the Gemara of Kidem Basco or Rachel Asikidil Vishama Isikidil Vishil Isik, so that's only if he received a Roye Psak from the Chachme Bishamai or the Chachme Bishilel in respect to the specific Hatiche. But if the same question arises in connection with another Hatiche, even though it involves the same Shaila, exactly the same Shaila, Tzoras Abbas, just like the other case was in Tzoras Abbas. So he has to be made lechumre, because Tekid is lechumre. So how can it be explained? So the answer is that Yeroye is a Mivarer,
And Eroye can also be Machia. But in order to be Mivaria, so he doesn't have to have a Chalisha Eroye. Whether he's Isamuch or he's not Isamuch, whether there is Eroye or he's no Eroye, he just knows the Deen. So he has the Birur, he knows the Deen. We don't have to resort to any Chalizdin Eroye. Masha'im Kein, Eroye can also be Machia. So, when can it be a machia if it has a chalishem eroye? When does it have a chalishem eroye if it is given by Isomuch? Isomuch was ish mipi ish. But, so then, it can be a machia even though it's not effective with Yeras Biro. So, in the case of the machlekes b'shama in Yisrael, so vis-a-vis somebody else who asks Ishaile, he asks of Chachman Bishamai. And Chachman Bishamai tells him that he can be Miyam the Tzores Abbas. But he knows that Chachman Bishil Paskni cannot be Miyam. So how can the Eroye of Chachman Bishamai be a Mivarer when he knows that the other Chachman Yisroel who Paskni just the reverse? So the Eroye cannot be a Mivarer. But it can be a Machia. How can it be a Machia? Because of the Aloch of Lisoso. Risoso Mikoladova Shayadil Khyom Ismail Afloimu Khalimin Shu Ismail Al Smail Shu Yamin. Al Smail Shu Yamin. So it doesn't apply only to a Roye of the whole Beznagor. Anyone who is rode to be in Beznagor. So the Aloche of Risoso applies to him. The aloha of Lisosar applies to him. Now, who is Rohu to be in Beznagodl if one is Somuch Lehir is Bechol Atire Kule? So the Rambam calls him Somuch B'Sanhedrin. What does it mean, Somuch B'Sanhedrin? Someone who is Rohu Leishiv B'Sanhedrin, whether he's Yeshiv B'Sanhedrin or not. But as long as he's Somuch Lehir is Bechol Atire Kule, then he's Rohu Leishiv B'Sanhedrin. If he's Rohu Leishiv B'Sanhedrin, so the aloha of Lisosar applies to him. Afilimu Chalimin Shu Ismail, So I mentioned the kashe of the Sharisari and Gurasari and Yume. So the Gemara, Rabbi Lozar says there, Hoichu, Chilev Bizman Azeh, so Tzorich Lichte. So why? Because maybe another Bezdin will pasken that he has to bring it home. So the Gemara said, what does it mean? Does Rabbi Lozar have reference? Does Rabbi Lezer have reference to a case where someone ate a Zayis cotton? So, according to the Eroye of the contemporary Bezdin, so he's not mechuyev to bring the call. So Rabbi Lezer says that he should write it down. He should put it in his pinkes. In case a subsequent Bezdin will pass him that you are mechuyev to call ani Kazayis cotton. So we'll have to bring. So the Gemara says, how will, even if a subsequent Bezdin will paskun that you are mechuyev ani kazayis cotton, so he still will be poter. Why will he be poter? Because it's not shov nidrosi. So the Sharisari is the kashe, the Gurasari is the kashe. There is a Gemara. In here is the base. So the Gemara says, the Gemara in here is Alveis, Heiru Bezdin Shechilev Muta, Venishalot Lechilev Bishume, Vyochle, Ravon Poto Rabichan Machayev. So the Gemara has the Kashe against Rabichan, and we pass like Rabichan, the Gemara has the Kashe against Rabichan, and Mamhores Masei Soprat Lemum Rav Shimon Yisim Rav Shimon Rav Shimon, Hare Initzorich Hareim Rasho Esenu Bishgogo Goshe Meheida, Ashov Midiosim Ilkom Ashgose, Loi Shov Midiosim Ilkom Ashgose, Vimise, Holy Shov Midiosi. So just as a Mumer is considered in Ishov Midiosi, if someone who is addicted to the eating of Chile, and it just happened that in one specific situation he mistook Chile for Shumen, he thought, and Chile it was Shumen, and he ate it. So he can bring a korban. Why? Because even if he hadn't made that mistake, he still would not have refrained from eating. Because he doesn't care for chile. But it just happened that in this particular situation, a certain chatiche was lying on the table, and he thought it was shumen. And he ate it. He ate it. So the halacha is, he cannot bring a korban, because when is one mechuyev to bring a korban? When can one bring a korban? If the circumstances under which he ate the chilev was such that had he known of his mistake, had he been informed of his mistake, he would have abstained from the Maisavire. But if he is someone that is addicted to the eating of Chelev, so even if he had known that the Chatiche on the table had been Chelev, he wouldn't have abstained. So Memele, why should he? So he's not Mechuivikom. So here too, here we're not dealing with the Mumer, but Besden Pasken that Chelev is Muter. V'nischala, a certain person, nischala v'chelev v'shemle. A certain person thought, mistook, the chatiche that was on the table, which actually was chelev, he thought it was shumen, and he ate it. So Rabbi Yochanan says, when he finds out that it was chelev, he's highly calm. But even if he had known, even if somebody had told him at that time, this is chelev, he still would not have abstained. Because at that time, Besden paskened that chelev is muter, so it's not shomidos. So the Gemara says, "Kosover Rabbi Yechanan, kivin dechmisyadu lebedine hadrebu v'uname hodabei shomidos ikvenu." So it's shomidos. So the Shagasai has the kashe. So why does the Gemara say that Reb Lezer could not mean that if someone eats a kazayis cotton, he should lighten his pinkes? Because maybe a subsequent Besden will pasken that you are highly korban for Kazayis Kotten. So Gemara says, no, that couldn't be. Why? Because even if a subsequent Besden will pasken that you are highly korban. But at that time, the Besden's decision was, the view of Besden was that you're not chayev. So even when later on a subsequent Besden reverses the decision, so he's still potter because in actual media say, but why don't we say, as Gemara says here, So the Teretz is that there is a distinction, there is a fundamental distinction between the case where a subsequent Besden reverses the decision of a previous Besden and the case where the same Besden reverses itself. In other words, if a subsequent Besden reverses the decision, so too we have to follow the decision of the subsequent Besden, because of the Gzeras HaKosuv, Lashev Tashayir Vayom Nei. That's mentioned in the Chesmamri. But that only nullifies the Yehoye of the former Besden, Mikano Habe, but not Limafreya. Why not Limafreya? Because of the Aloche of Rishosom Kladover Asher Yagidu L'choyomim Yusmeil after Leimel Chal Yimin Shehu Yusmeil Al Tzmeil Sheyimin. So too a subsequent Besden establishes that the Aloche is the other way. But so that changes the Aloche only L'kal Habe, but not L'mafreya. L'mafreya, that was the deal. Because of the Zosakos of Afreim Chal Yimin Shehu Yusmeil Al Tzmeil Sheyimin. But that we only say, when do we... So it's only Shayach if a subsequent Besden, a different Besden, overrules the Yehoye of a previous Besden. Mashenkin, if the same Besden HaGodol overrules itself, then the subsequent decision by the same Besden nullifies the Yehoye L'mafreya, as if a Yehoye had never been rendered. The best Rai is from the Halacha of Parhel and Dovashel Tzibur. So then Besden reverses itself, realizes that it made a mistake. So the Aloche had to bring it home, Parel and Oshel Tzibo. But why? So no one did any Avere. If the Riva Tzibo ate Chelev, they didn't do any Avere. Not even Bishayik, there was no Avere. That was the Din at that time. And now the Din is different. But now they're not eating chile. So the answer. So we see that two but that's only if the same Besden doesn't ultimately reverse itself. But if the same Besden ultimately reverses itself, then it nullifies it is mivatel the yeroye v'mafreya, as if a yeroye had never been rendered. It never been rendered. Now the Gemara in Heyayes has reference to it, to the case where the same Besden was chazer. So the Gemara says it shall be the osay is chayrikom. But the Gemara in Yume says has reference to the case where a subsequent Besden a subsequent bezin, so mele it's only mivatl de eroye mikal habe, it's not mivatl de eroye limafreya. Now, but one thing we have to understand. I mean, this is muchach, I mean, from the two gemoras, the gemora in Yume on one hand and the gemora in Helios on the other. But the question is true that when the gemora in Yume has reference to a case where a subsequent bezin reverses the decision of a previous bezin. A subsequent bezin reverses the decision of a previous bezin. But it's only mivatul de'eroye mikan lahabe. So why does the Gemara have to resort to the fact that of Shav Midiyos say, even if there hadn't been a halacha of Shav Midiyos, even if there hadn't been a halacha of Shav Midiyos say, since there is a halacha of Misosom Mikol Adova Sheyagin Lecho Yom Mismail, Afroim Lecho Adimin Shehu Ismail Al-Smail Tiyamin. So when a subsequent Bezin reverses the Yeroy of the previous Bezin, it's Mivatel the Yeroy of the previous Bezin, only it can't have it. But not the Machreya. So that means that if someone ate a Kazayis cotton, if someone ate a Kazayis cotton, and at that time, the Yeroy of the Bezin then, of that Bezin, was that you're not Chayev, so that means he was not Chayev. So we don't have to resort to the Aloch of Chob Midiyose. Chob Midiyose is another Aloch. That even though he did the Maishavet, which is Mechayev Ikom, but in view of the fact that the Maishavet, which in itself is Mechayev Ikom, was done under such circumstances that the Avariye, that one who was Eivir, the Avariye, he would even if he had been advised of his toys, he would not have abstained. So there is no call, like a Mumer. So any situation where the Aveira is done, the Maisa, the eating of the Chilev is done under such circumstances that even if the Ichel Chilev had been advised at that moment of his mistake, he still wouldn't have abstained. But in this case, so Ichel Kazai is cotton. So then there is no Maisa Aveira. All right, I mean, you say, Chotishio, there is a Maisavir of Chotishio. But we are not talking about the Avir of Chotishio. We are talking of the Avir that is Michal Mikom. So since the Yeroye at that time, by Bezin was that there is no Kom, so he didn't do the Maisavir that is Michal Mikom. We don't have to resort to the Aloche of, Shav Midiyose. So we have to say, I mean, this the Shamsari doesn't say, but we have to say that even when a subsequent Bezin reverses the decision of a former Bezin, so it's not the battle only Mikanul Habe, but in respect to all Mikanul Habe in Yonim, all Shailas that arise Mikanul Habe, so it is Eika de Yeroy Mafre. In other words, it is something analogous to Mil. As Reb Chaim says, I mentioned, Reb Chaim says, in regard to Mir, oh, there it's Megir and Rabbonon, but it's the same kind of concept. So the Aloch is, Mir and Ezekiel, the Kedushi, the Rabbonon, the Kedushi, Ktano, Limafreya. Ktano, Limafreya. So the Mele, so if the Ktano was Mimaye, so he and she are allowed in the craving. Allowed in the craving. Why? Because it's Ezekiel, Limafreya. It's not like like the Krivei Krushose. Krivei Krushose remains also, because Gerashim terminates the Ishes, the marital relationship on Kalahavo. But Miun, it nullifies, annuls the marriage with Mafreya. Still, the halacha is that if the husband, prior to the Miun, was Zeche in certain Maizirdaim of the Ishe, no other the Schusim that the Baal is Zeche the Ishte, and then the Ishte Ktano made a declaration of Miun in Reitz Mitlani, so he does not have to restore back all the Mitzias and the Maizir Daim that was there. So anything that became vested in the Baal prior to the Miun does not have to be restored back to the Ish. The question is, that Reb Chaim discusses that, so why not, since it's Ikel Mafreya? So the male, so that means they were never married. If they were never married, and if he took away, let's say, $1,000, Maisi Yadayim, from her, he should reimburse her, he should restore back the Maisi Yadayim. So Reb Chaim says that miyun is eikel imafreya only in regard to all shailes that arise in kanu ham. Let's say if he wants to know, let's say she was mimayim, then he comes and asks the shaila, can I marry her sister? Achis ish. Achis kushosei one is osa. But achis mimanosei, he is muta. Why is eikel imafreya? So this is a shaila that arises in kanu ham. He wants to marry her after the meal. So in regard to all shailas, all issues that arise, mikan l'habe, we consider as if she had never been married. But in regard to the ma'aseh yadayim that already became vested in the Baal, anything that became vested in the Baal, so it's not the day, it's not the shaila that arises now, mikan l'habe. So, in regard to things that arose before, so it's not Eikel Mafreya. So that's, this Reb Chaim says, regarding Miyun. And the same thing is true, well, Miyun is only a Miyun Drabon, but the same thing we have, yeah, the same thing is true in regard to certain devices. For example, Baal, a Chochom is Eikel and Eikel Mafreya. A Baal, there is a machlekes in Gemara, whether Baal is Maker's Gaius or Baal is Maker Hok. We pass from the Baal is Maker's Gaius. So Baal Maker's Gaius, so means that the Baal is only a knows the neder of his wife in Vorm Shebenil Benori or in Nefesh, Mikan Lahabit. But there is a Mandoma who says that Baal is Maker Hok. Baal is Maker Hok. So there are Gaius from the Gemara in Nozir. I cannot go into it, but the arayas from the Gemara in Ozir, they're in the sugi of Matvis Binziris, in that sugi. So there are many arayas that even according to the Mandoma, the Baal is Meikar Oka, it is still distinguishable from the Akira of a Chochem. Chochem, when he's Eker and Eder, when he says Mutaloch, Mutaloch, so it's Eker Mafreya, and it becomes like a Neder Bitoes. Null and void, as if nothing had happened. But Baal is, even according to Mandoma, that Meikar Oka. So he has the keach to annul the Mafreya. But he has the keach to annul the Mafreya only in regard to all childless that the wise we can have. But in regard to things that took place already, so the Chochom, the Baal, cannot be here. So we find the same concept. So apparently, in regard to the Halacha of Lashevit Hashayir Bayomim Ha'ev, that means that if one bezdin passes, let's say that you are chayev, that you are potter on a kazayis cotton, and you are only chayev on a kazayis bein, but on a kazayis cotton you are potter a korb, and then a subsequent bezdin passes that you are chayev korb not only on a kazayis bein but even on a kazayis cotton, so then we have to follow up the decision of the subsequent Bezdin, because of the Zerzakosu, Elashevit Hashayyeh Bayomim Ha'ein, Elashevit Hashayyeh Bayomim Ha'ein, so it's not that the subsequent Bezdin is Eikad Yeroye Omer Mikan L'Habo, no, in regard to all subsequent Chayles, so he is Eikad L'Mafreya, but in regard to L'Mafreya Chayles, he is not Eikad. So that's the reason as to why the Gemara in Yume has to resort to the halacha of Shomid Yosef. The question is, since, as it is muchach from the two apparently antithetical Gemoras, the Gemara in Helios and Gemara in Yume, that when another Bezdin reverses the decision of the former Bezdin, so it's only Eikel Mikan L'Habe, so why does Gemara have to resort to Shomid Yosei? He cannot bring a Korban because he didn't do the Ma'aseh Aleire. The answer is, by Korban, so when does one become Mechuyev to bring a Korban? Only when there is Yediyah. So Memele, the Chiyuv arises later on, not at the time when he did Aveire. Not at the time when he did Avere, but later on, when he becomes cognizant of the Avere, then he becomes Mechuyev. The Yidi is the Mechayev, in all Korbanos. So until one becomes cognizant of the fact that he was Eichel Chilev B'Shegeik, it's not that he doesn't bring a korban, because if he doesn't know, how can he bring a korban? No, Al-Pidim is not Mechayev. So the idea is the Mechayev. So Mimele, if not for the Aloche of Shabbat Yosei, so in the case where someone ate the Kazayiskot, according to the Roya of that Bezdin, so he was potter of the call. And then, later on, a subsequent Bezdin, many years later, so overrules that Roya, and he says that the Kazayiskotten, you are chayev, so Mimele, so then he gets the idea that he did an avere, he did a certain mice avere, for which there is a korban. So mele, so he would become a chuyev then. So mele, since in regard to all questions that arise mikan lahabe, since in regard to all questions that arise mikan lahabe, so it's eikal mafreya. So that means that in regard to the question as to whether he becomes mechuyev now, when the yediyah takes place, he becomes aware that he was in an avere, that is mechayev in korban. So, and at that time when the chiyuv korban takes effect, when the yediyah takes place, so at that time the roye is that he is chayev in korban. So it's negiyah him. Now, so in regard to any question that arises in Kala Habit, in other words, because the Chiyuv Korban has to take effect now, so it is something that has to arise in Kala Habit, so it's like Miun. So in regard to the Shailest, whether the husband of the Ktano, who was ultimately Mimayin, whether he can marry her sister, so we say that it's Eikel Mafreya Dinshes. So here too, it's Eikel in regard to this Kala Habit question. So the Roye is Nekal Mafreya. So Mimele, he should be Chayrikom. But on account of the fact that there is a Haloche of Shob Midiosei, so that means when can one bring the Korban? If the Maisa Avera was done under such circumstances that had he been advised at that moment, he would have abstained from a male, but even if he had been advised, so it wouldn't have changed his status. Now here, so it's not Shav Midosei, because suppose he Biru HaKedesh at that time would have known that sometimes later a subsequent Bezdin would reverse the decision of that best. So at that moment, it still wouldn't have been a Maisa Aveira at that moment. Because in regard to that question at that moment, so we would say, so Mimela, because of that, he cannot bring a korban. But only because there is a halacha of Shav Midiyosei. But if there hadn't been a halacha of Shav Midiyosei, then he would have to bring a korban. When a subsequent Bezdin passes that there is a chiyuv korban on a kazayis kotten. Because when a subsequent Bezdin passes that there is a chiyuv korban on a kazayis kotten, so then would be the idea. And then the chiyuv would take effect. So it would have retroactive effect in regard to any shaila that arises in Kalahan. Now, with this we can understand, I mean, the whole Indian of the whole, the reason as to why Reb Lezer ben Hurkanes persevered in Hishik. Now, the Chachomim were menader Reb Lezer ben Hurkanes. And the Ramban says here in Yevomes, So here's the kashe. Why were the Chachomim menader Reb Lezer ben Hurkanes? After all, it seems from this Gemara that Aloch is like the man Domar, also Bishamai Kidivrei. Why? Because Bishamai, even though they were in Miud, or the Mechanic the Tvei, And Rav Lezer ben Hilkanes was shokel kineged Chachmei Yisrael. It's mentioned in Pirkei Avos that he was shokel kineged Chachmei Yisrael. Okay, im you call Chachmei Yisrael bechav Miznayim, Rav Lezer ben Hilkanes bechav Shniyo, who machias kilom? So he was mechadit etvei. So he was certainly had the right to persevere in Hishid. That's the Ramban's kasha. So the Ramban gives a teretz that when we say that in case of mechadit etvei, so the mute has the right to act out their own shite in face of the rov that is connected, that's only if it is a mute of a rabbin neged a bigger rabbin, like the machleik is misham misila. But the machleik is between Rabbi Zeman Hulkenes and the Chachomim, Tanar Achnoye, it was a machleik of a yochid neged a rabbin. So even though the yochid was shokul kineged all Chachmei Yisrael, that was chilek aneim, so in Dvorov, Shalechot b'mokim shnayim, so even if the yochid is chadet etrei. That's the rabbin. So that's the reason, as to why the Chachomim were menal. Now the question is, alright, so we understand why the Chachomim were menal Rabbi Zeman Hulkenes, but how can we explain the behavior of Rabbi Zeman Hulkenes himself? I mean, so he knew that the rabbin, he knew that there is a halacha of achir rabbi mahatis Rabbi Zeman Hulkenes. So why did he persevere? Alright, the Baskol said like him, but in such a case, so it's certainly mashgiach in the Baskol, because the Baskol itself was kineged in Ator, as Thesis points out. So what was the svore of Rabbi Zeman Hulkenes? It's not that Rabbi Zeman Hulkenes just didn't care. I mean, he went counter to the din Ator of Rabbi Hattis. How can we explain it? So the pshat is as follows. Since we see, as it is muchach from the apparent stira between the two gemores, the gemore in Helios and the gemore in Yume, that when the subsequent different bezdin reverses the decision of the previous bezdin, then it's only a chemical habit. So as I said just now, it means in regard to mikal habin yonin, it is ekel mafreya. But in regard to mafreya, it's not ekel, so the roye remains a roye. But if the same bezin reverses itself, then it is ekel mafreya legamre, that it becomes null and void. Not only in regard to mikal habin yonin, but even in regard to mafreya yonin. As if no roye. Like Chochom is Eicha Nedar. So it means it's null and void, as if nothing had happened. So when the same Bezin reverses itself, not a different Bezin, but the same Bezin, so then it has retroactive effect that the whole Eroya is null and void, as if no Eroya had been rendered. So Memele, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkenes was so convinced of the soundness of Ishite, and the Baskol confirmed that on an ideal level, his shite was more sound than the shite of Rabbi Yeshua and all the Chachamim. But, Chacham Lahatis, that's the way, this is the Rotzin Aveire, that we have to act in accordance with the Achroi of the Rob. Even though on an ideal level, so the mute is more sound than the view of the Rob. But he was convinced that on an ideal level his view was more sound, and the Baskol confirmed it. Halachic Rav Lezer, the Baskol confirmed it. So Memele, he was sure